Where the Brisa says if someone carries out a live or a dead animal on Shabbos, he's chayav. If Nosson says he's only chayav carrying out a dead animal, not a live one, because a live animal carries itself as nice as atzmai. So maybe should we say that our Mishnah only follows Rav Nosson, which is a das yachid and not the Rabbanon? Rava answers that our Mishnah really could follow the Rabbanon. The Rabbanon only argue regarding a live animal because when it's carried, it fights and it makes itself heavy, so it's not really nice as atzmai. But the Rabbanon would agree that with a person, a chay is nice as atzmai, and therefore you wouldn't be chay for carrying out a live person on Shabbos. Rather, by Rava asks Rava, we see that the Rabbanon argue with Ben Becerra regarding using or selling an animal to a guy, al tzeira, that maybe he may come to lend it to a guy and he may use it on Shabbos, a yid's animal on Shabbos. And then Becerra allows the sale of a horse because the avoida that a horse does is not really also deraisa because it's only carrying people, and a chay noisei atzmei. Rabbi Yochanan says that Ben Becerra and Nosson say the same principle of a chay noisei atzmei. Now, if Rav is right that the Rabbanon agree that when it comes to a person, a chay noisei atzmei, Rabbi Yochanan shouldn't limit Ben Becerra to only agreeing with Rabbi Nosson. He should even agree with the Rabbanon. My answer, Rabbi Yochanan was referring to a horse that was designated to carry birds, in which case Rabbanon would not agree. And we find that bird hunters would use a horse to carry the birds that help them catch other birds. Rabbi Yochanan said that Rabbi Nosson would agree that a live person or animal that's tied up is not considered to be able to be nice as atzmai. That the Persians ride their horses in a way that they're basically tied up, and yet Rabbi Yochanan says that Ben Becerra and Rabbi Nosson say the same thing, that a person on a horse is nice as atzmai. My answer is the Persians are not really tied up. If they want, they could really move and run. And finally, we find out a story where a Persian ran to escape a king. He just chooses not to, and therefore not really considered to be tied up. Misha said it's a mace b'mita chayiv v'chein kezayis min amace. Rav Yochanan and Rav Shlokish both say that Rav Shimon says you're potter for carrying out a mace even if you're carrying him out to bury him. Because although the purpose is doing so is to get him out there, still it's considered to be a melacha shenet shizach gufa because it's not needed for the person doing the melacha. Rava said that Rav Shimon would agree that if someone takes out a shovel to dig with for himself or a sefer Torah to read with for himself, he's chayiv. In fact, he obviously be chayiv in Tukai, he took it out for his own use. My answer is one would think that Rav Shimon would say that one's chayiv when there's a purpose for the person doing melacha and a purpose for the item of the melacha. For example, if one takes out a shovel to fix it and dig with it, or one takes out a sefer Torah to fix it and to read from it, Rava tells us as long as there's a use for the one performing the melacha, Rav Shimon would say he's chayiv. Nachum Rav Yitzchak allowed a mace to be taken out to a Carmelis. Rav Yochanan, the brother of Mar, the son of Ravona, asked, even Rav Shimon said one is potter for carrying out a mace, but he didn't allow it l'chatchilas. How can you say you're allowed to take out a mace to a Carmelis? He answered, I only allow the mace to be taken out to a Carmelis, not a Rosh Hashanah Rabban. Even Rabbi Yehuda would allow this l'chatchilas for the purpose of human dignity. If a tzaras has two white hairs growing out of it, it's a sign that it's tomei. Misha says if someone pulls out the two white hairs, thereby making it that it's not tomei, he's chayiv malchus for being over a lav. If there are three white hairs and he pulls out one, Rav Nachman says he's chayiv because he just brought himself one step closer to making it not tomei. Rav Sheish says he's potzer because he hasn't done anything to change its tumah status right now. Rav Sheish proves his point from a contradiction regarding carrying a piece of a mace. Our Mishnah said that if one carries that one is chayiv for carrying out a kazayis of a mace. It's mashma that he would not be chayiv for carrying out a hefek kazayis. A braisa says that someone's chayiv even for carrying out a half a kazayis of a mace. It must be that the Bryce is talking about where he took a half a kazayis from a piece that was a kazayis. He therefore changed the status to make it be unable to give off tum anymore. That's why he's chayiv. The Mishnah must be talking about where there was a kazayis and a half. So when he takes the half of a kazayis, he's left with a full kazayis and therefore he's potter. This is similar to the case of the two white hairs and the three white hairs. Marcel Nachman would say that in both cases where he takes the half a kazayis from either a full kazayis or from a kazayis and a half, he'd be chayiv for taking out a half a kazayis. When the Mishnah is mashma that he's potter, it's referring to where he took a half of kazayis from a large mace. In that case, his half of a kazayis doesn't even bring him close to losing the tamei status, and that's why he's pata. However, taking one hair from three hairs is still significant, and therefore he says he would be chayiv in that case as well. Dr. Mishnah, if someone takes off his nails using his other nails or using his teeth, or he rips out the hair of his head or his mustache or his beard, or a woman who braids her hair or paints her eyes or combs her hair, Rabbi Eliezer says they're chayiv. The Chachamim say these acts are only also derabbanan. Dr. Gemara, Rabbi Eliezer says machlekes is removing the nails by hand. However, everyone would agree that if you remove the nails with a keli, you're chayiv. That's exactly what the Mishnah says. It's obvious. The Gemara, you could have thought that the Rabbanan say he's potter when he's using a keli also. Maybe they're only arguing regarding removing with the hands just to inform us how strict Rabbi Eliezer is. Kamash Malan, that they agree. Rabbi Eliezer says Machlek is only one who removes his own fingernails. However, all would agree that someone who takes off someone else's nails is potter. Again, frankly, Gemara, this is what the Mishnah says. It says his nails. So, Gemara, you would have thought that Rabbi Eliezer says that he's chayiv in this case as well. In the Mishnah, when it says his fingernails, is teach that even in that case, Rabbanan says he's potter. Kamash Malan, that not. Mishnah says the chayin sarai v'chulu. Bryce says someone moves a scissors full of hair, he's chayev. Rabbi Huda explains this to mean two hairs. This is the same amount that would make someone chayev a tearing out hair in mourning in Avelis. Bryce says the chomer agree with the amount of two hairs. Rabbi Eliezer says one is chayev even for one hair. The chomer agree that plucking one white hair from among the black hairs is enough to make someone chayev, because doing so, that's like he's doing it, is considered to be chashev, and doing so is even prohibited during the week because of like silbash gevrasim las isha. Bryce says Rabbi Shimon Elazar says if a nail or a cuticle is mostly detached, it could be removed by hand, but one is chayev achatas, so removing it with a keli. How can it be this mutlach atchilah if you do it by hand, but chayev achatas is done with a keli? If it's chayev achatas done by a keli, should at least be also drabon if it's done by hand. The Master Zakhnar, you have to amend the Bryce. The Bryce should say if it's mostly detached, it's mutter to detach it by hand and also to do with the utensil. If it's not mostly detached and it's also to do by hand, and if done with the keli, he'd be chayev achatas. Yehuda says the halacha follows of Shimon HaLozer. Rabbi Chanan named Rabbi Yechanan said that's only if it's detached from the top down. That's typically associated with pain, and because of the pain, you're allowed to remove it. You're allowed to remove the detached piece with your hands.